Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered. Well, at least we connect the dots. We can't connect
there's
to the internet.
There's
but
a lot of confusion this morning.
A lot of difficulties connecting to our terrestrial stations, but we are connected at least through our Facebook Live features. So hopefully you're able to see us there. I can see some of the comments coming through on the stream on my computer. We don't have the big screen today, so we might be a little... Of course, maybe sometimes, a lot of times I'm in the dark, but...
I'm going to be in the dark. I'm going to have no idea what's going on.
There's Don't not a word.
It is what it is.
The only thing I could say there, Lisa, would get me in trouble. So I think I'm going to stay away from that one completely. Just throwing that out there.
Okay.
But well, you've got a hot spot on your computer, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe you might be able to. we are seriously.
I'm trying right now.
It's going to be a fascinating day today because we are, like I say, we are having a little bit. Do I hear some? Is it jingle bells in the background here? Or what do we have? I don't know what I think I hear jingle bells.
I hear it too.
Maybe it's just my ears ringing.
No.
Sounds like a jingle, like a reindeer. Maybe I don't know if there's a reindeer here or what there is, where it's coming from, or maybe. Yes, I was at the Marine Corps ball this weekend. We might have had a little bit to consume there with some of the young men.
I'm hearing it too, and I wasn't there, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so at least I don't feel quite as bad. Just a thought right there. But hey, let's move right along. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. And I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Lisa Dunn is in the house. Now, let me see if I can get this right today. I generally get the name of her company incorrect.
Okay.
Laurel Real Estate Resources. Did I get it correct this time?
Jingle bells. Yay. Woo!
Studio audience is very, very happy this morning, so we will continue
Yay.
That one. Every once in a while, I get things accurate. Maybe not often, but it does happen on every blue moon. Hey, let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, all the normal places you can get me. But let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach me anytime, but just remember, you cannot reach me right now, because
nobody can.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I'm broadcasting here with our friendly neighborhood realtor. We'll talk about that a little later. She's still yet to be decided if friendly is appropriate.
We were disagreeing while he was in this massive state of confusion. We were having a conversation we probably shouldn't have had because we were disagreeing and you were confused and disagreeing. No wonder nothing's working.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I couldn't even. I'm trying to multitask here and debate Miss Lisa Dunn. Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are going to celebrate today. I'm not sure what we'll be celebrating other than the fact that we are connected on our Facebook live stream. So hopefully the engineers are going to be able to grab that and go. But, you know, I saw these celebrations today, and usually I can figure out, okay, so today is Mickey Mouse's birthday. We can understand
happy
that one.
Birthday,
that's
Mickey.
Happy birthday, Mickey. National Princess Day.
Ooh, Ooh, I like that one.
And then this, the next one, the one that's for those of us that have beaten anorexia, I need a little help here. I need a lot of help. But in this scenario, I'm not even sure I know how to pronounce this.
Vichyssoise, something like that.
Vichyssoise day. So
cold soup day.
Cold soup.
Russian cold soup day.
Okay, it's made with pureed leeks. I don't even know what the heck that is.
That sounds good.
Onions, potatoes, cream, and chicken stock, served cold though sometimes it is eaten hot. Ah, okay.
No, actually, sounds pretty good.
You know something, Lisa? Yeah, you know, for those of us that are a little bit slow, especially on a Monday morning, right? Vichyssoise. They actually have it put right in here how you pronounce it. Vichyssoise. So
I like the leeks. Leeks are good. Leek soup's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I like that too. You know something? I've got a new sound effect because I could have put right in here in the stream. Anybody that knows what vichyssoise soup is. So, you know, we already answered the question, so I guess it doesn't have any value to the new bit of information. But you know something, since we are running so late today, I'm not going to get too much into the news because
we just don't have time.
We don't have time. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, you know what Lisa and I are going to chat about today? If you do, please put it in the stream because two myths holding back home buyers, how to spend wisely on back Black Friday. We might even talk about the travels of Miss Lisa Dunn. We'll see, because she does a lot of this traveling stuff, going out and visiting all these different NARS, CARS, DARS, all that other stuff.
I call them NARs and CARs, but it's okay. And I sell houses too.
And you sell houses too.
I sell houses too.
In your spare time.
I've closed three this month.
So nice. Nice. All right. So if you want to sell your house, maybe Lisa has some time. We'll talk about that. You can reach me, though, anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to
Mortgage Minute, and we're going to talk about this rent versus buy later. I am very, very happy that you shared that with me, because I don't have the screens telling me what's going on, and we didn't change back. So
and all they were looking at was just your infographic.
Oh, so now they can see you. They don't want to see me.
Can you see us?
I see you. You're right there in front of me on the screen.
Why don't I see us?
Well, because there is a delay on the system. So, you know, when you're having technical difficulties, there are issues here. If anybody can see us, put it in the stream. Just say hi, Lisa, right there in the stream, if you can actually see, or when you can see Lisa, because I actually can see Lisa. just throwing that out there. Okay. Yeah, so
it's been a rough morning, guys. I'm sorry.
I know it's only 9:30 on a Monday morning, and I think I need a drink, but I don't have a drinking app on here. and that's a clear bottle with a clear liquid. I have no clue what that might be in there.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So where you been traveling, Miss Lisa?
Where have I been? I've been many places. I just came back from San Francisco. And
you got out.
I got out. That was at the National Association of Realtors. And, you know, actually, San Francisco was delightful. City was fantastic, nice and clean, never felt unsafe for a moment.
So you didn't go out of the hotel?
I left the hotel. I walked everywhere. I think I arrived on a Wednesday in an Uber, and I didn't take another Uber until Sunday night. And walked everywhere, and it was just fantastic. And we did a lot of work, and I rocked in.
So a lot of good work. Okay.
A lot of good work.
Yeah, I've been to some of these events. I wonder what the definition of a lot of good work is. Just throwing that out there.
Those be fighting words there, Mr. Siegel.
Okay, so give us the report. What's going on?
Well, we had
something like a little air superiority.
No, stop that. Unlike other people, but what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, you know, like I sit on the Federal Finance and Housing Committee, and we've done a lot of work regarding FHA and VA, and it sounds like we're talking in a trash can now, but that's all good. Guys, this has been a fun show. Anyhow, so what we do on our committees is, you know, we actually do a lot of working with Congress, working with legislators, trying to keep, you know, VA loans available to veterans. We are trying right now.
Back up.
Okay. We did a lot of
thought work about getting rid of VA loans.
Well, no, there's well, actually, that whole Blue Water bill before it, you know, came along. In its current incarnation.
You got to go backwards again, because I'm just a simple guy. A blue water bill. What the
blue
heck is
water
that?
Bill. They name bills really odd things when it has to do with the veterans. And what it is.
When they're trying to hide something.
I guess so.
And I don't even know what she's talking about, but
okay,
generally when they try and
this
hide
is how
something.
Crazy roundabout bills get.
Okay.
So they have a problem with Vietnam Navy veterans having serious illness and death caused to exposure to Agent Orange. You can see how this could be housing related, right?
I think we're going to get there.
No. So they want to be able to help these veterans. So
that's a good thing.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing. And they need money, though, to help these veterans.
Okay.
So what they decided to do was, let's raise the VA funding fee on other veterans who are trying to buy homes, so we can use that money to help the Vietnam naval veterans that were exposed to Agent Orange.
So if I understand this correctly, we're going to charge
one veteran
more money to one veteran so they can give it to another veteran.
Yes. And so
then, and whose brilliant idea is this one?
You know, I don't. No, somebody somewhere thought this was a good idea. It's got me all choked up.
Wow.
But NAR had fought to get the funding fees down to a reasonable level, nowhere near the increase that they wanted it to be, but there is a slight increase happening on the first of the year. But to offset that, they lobbied to remove the VA loan cap. So now any veteran can buy effective January 1st, 2020. If a veteran, let's say a professional veteran, somebody that, you know, perhaps a doctor, wants to go buy a home for $1.5 million, if he qualifies, he can go in at zero down.
Which, that's a good thing, but I want to go back to this part. I mean, so they're throwing this out there as to appease somebody. We don't know who. And
politics is an ugly game. The more I see about it, the more it's, you know, you have a, you know, one idea over here, and then they come up with something crazy on how they're going to pay for it or how it's going to be implemented. And then you get all the lobbyists in. And yes, NAR and CAR are lobbyists. They are the homeowners' lobbyists because they're the only protection.
Somebody told me just recently that they're the largest lobby organization in the country.
Nonpartisan, largest lobbyist in the country. Most powerful, too.
And you know something, your comment there doesn't go missed because there's so many partisan lobbying organizations. And, you know, I just watched from the sidelines and I did a little bit of commentary as well on some of the recent events from the California Association of Realtors and trying to help out in the rent control bill.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a lot of grief, even from their own members, just from trying to.
They're not communicating.
Mitigate a bad situation.
And they're not communicating their message properly because I was one of the people saying, I do not understand what you are trying to do, CAR.
Right.
I don't understand why you want a higher rent cap. Why are you not fighting this tooth and nail to happen at all? But once it passed, we found out at one of our meetings the whole backstory behind it, that basically CAR was responsible for having normal people that own rental property are not affected by this. It's the rental bill, AB 1482, affects corporate landowners and corporate landlords and LLCs that are not your mom and pops. If you had, let's say, Ron, you had 25 rental properties as Ron Siegel, and you're not a corporation, you're not an entity or whatever, the bill doesn't apply to you.
But
that was because CAR went and fought that, so the mom and pop landlords aren't going to be affected.
But that's only a part of the issue, because right now with the new tax laws, I almost have to put it into an LLC or an entity of some sort just to protect my family from other areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on one hand, yeah, it was a good idea to have it as an entity only, but if I have a half a brain, I'm going to put my rental properties in an entity so that if somebody slips and falls, I don't lose my entire.
And this is called what the politicians do and what the lobbyists do. And a lot of it doesn't make any sense. Everybody's looking to protect their little chunk of interest. And that was the realtor chunk. And it's, you know,
unintended consequences all the
exactly
way back
right.
the line.
But, you know, if you're just mom and pop that own one or two places, it doesn't affect you. And so you're not subject to the rules of AB 1482.
Yeah. You never know. In the state of confusion in Calizuela, we never know
And we don't know what's going on because the whole state of politics in California is completely, you know, just wacky. That's basically what I can say. The thought of there being a moderate somewhere is lost.
Sure.
And, you know, this is coming from somebody on the other side of the aisle from you. And
we agree with that. I mean, there's no
room for crazy. There's no room for, why don't we take a look at rent control and that basically that defies, you know, the rules of economics. You're going to help a few people out of the door. Those few people, I still haven't figured out who they are. But in the long term, and even in the short term right now, it's hurting a lot of people and it's going to hurt a lot of people. There are so many people, and I know it was written up in the Orange County Register, but I personally know of so many people that were given notices to terminate their rentals or their lease agreements or whatever at the end of this year. So the landlords get them out without having the just cause eviction provision kick in.
Sure.
And these are people that, you know, now they have nowhere to go because all of the vacants, everybody's already taken this rent increase into consideration and already hiked up the rents. So now you have all of the people that the politicians intended to help by keeping the rental numbers low. These people have nowhere to go.
Right.
They have nowhere to live. And the fact that
you can't legislate all these things.
You can't.
It just doesn't work.
That's just to be able to say, look at what we're doing to help housing. It's the unintended consequences. You have to really think out what's going to happen when this takes place. And if anybody didn't realize that, number one, the corporate landlords and most landlords already took this whole rent control discussion into consideration and already have been raising their rents and tossing people out so they could say they're going to renovate and make luxury apartments out of what people could afford. Now they won't be able to afford them. This has been going on for a year already.
Because people are worried, and business owners can all... I'm going to suggest, and I know that you're on the... do a lot of great work with the lobbying side, trying to protect both sides.
Yeah, right? I try to be a little bit more equal opportunity. I'm the more I want to see those people that are in these apartments not lose their apartments.
Sure.
And right now they're all losing them because of this unintended consequence. I mean, people aren't stupid. Well,
there are some. They're called politicians.
That's true.
And both sides. I'm not getting partisan there. Both sides are.
I mean, when I was interviewed on this matter earlier, you know, points I had was the Apartment Association of Los Angeles did a survey, and 49% of their members had already raise their rent because they knew this was coming. And that was before this was even passed. So, you know, there's things that are going on out there. You know, we talk.
Well, rent going up is not a new story. I just showed from 1988 or a graph from 1988 showing what rents look like. Unfortunately, you don't get to see it my shoulder here.
Yeah, you're right. There it is.
Right. But I mean, rents have been going up, and they're going to continue to go up.
They're going to continue to go up. In fact, they're probably going to go up faster because most people's rent wasn't going up 5% a year.
Right.
And plus inflation.
So here's the issue is you get in Washington 435 politicians. You get in Sacramento, I don't know what the number is, a couple hundred politicians who think that they can outsmart 300 million Americans. And there's a lot of creativity in the other 300 million.
And they're getting pressured to do something fast. And I think that that's the biggest problem.
Generally.
The thing that I see is let's just get a bill. Let's put a bill out there with our name on it. And we'll worry about the contents of it later. You know, the whole rent control thing is just, to me, such a hot mess.
We're going to have to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening. We might even think, I think that I remember that there might have been some little battle or something that Lisa might have been arbitrating, throwing or catching or something along those lines. So we might have to chat about that as well.
I'm trying to find out what that is.
You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800. I like to stump Lisa. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%,
Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, hey, we've got an app for you that you will just love, or at least I do. Text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564. Find out what the county recorder knows about your property and what the market believes about your property. Two myths is our subject today. Two myths holding back home buyers. In a recent article, First American shared how millennials are not really any different from previous generations. When it comes to the goals of home ownership, it is still a huge part of their American dream. The piece also reveals, quote, saving for a down payment is one of the biggest obstacles faced by first-time home buyers. Dispelling the 20% down payment myth could open the path to home ownership for many more. Myth number one. Yeah, I always love the when we get into the myths of what's going on in the marketplace, because we talk about so many of these myths on a regular basis. Myth number one, I need a 20% down payment. Not even hardly. Buyers often overestimate how much they need to qualify for a home loan. According to the same article, quote, Americans still overestimate the qualifications needed to get a mortgage, resulting in qualified potential buyers not even considering home ownership. Indeed, the Urban Institute report revealed that 16% of consumers believe that the minimum down payment required by lenders is 20% or more, and another 40% do not know at all. So 56% either don't know or have the wrong answer. While many potential buyers still think they need to put at least 20% down for the home of their dreams, they don't realize how many assistance programs are available with as little as 3% down. Some are even available. Veterans, think veterans, nothing down. With a little research, many renters may actually be able to enter the housing market sooner than they ever imagined. Myth number two. This is another one that we find from TV ads. TV ads do wonders. Too bad most of it's not good. I need a 780 FICO score or higher. No. To debunk this myth, I'm sharing right now on your screen, if you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, Facebook streaming, a look at Ellie Mae's latest Origination Insight report, which focuses on recently closed approved loans. You can see on the chart that 50.23% of the homes are at a FICO score of 500, not easy to get the 500, up to 749. Up to 749. In fact, it's what 49% are above 750. And I'm going to suggest, I don't even see too many. My numbers are much, much lower than that. I don't see a huge number of people.
Are you talking about your personal credit score?
Well, that too.
sorry.
Just fun right there, right?
Okay.
I'm a little slow on the uptake right here, but I had something on here for that, but you know.
There we go.
Whether buying your first home or moving up to your dream home, knowing your options will make the mortgage process easier. Believe it or not, your dream home may already be within reach, and I'll tell you this much for sure. I see so many times people call me and they say, Ron, I want to get on a game plan to buy a new house. And okay, well, what's the issues? Well, I don't have enough of a down payment. How much do you have? And they give me an idea and I say, well, are you able to rent an apartment? Are you able to go get that? Yeah. And I had a veteran just recently said, well, I don't have enough to buy a house, but you have enough to go and talk to a realtor about first month's rent, last month's rent, security deposit. Really? But you don't have enough for a down payment. It's less money to rent to buy the property than it is for the down payment.
Well, didn't they also say one of the things out there I've seen is if you're going to buy an iPhone 11, that's one third of a down payment.
Yeah, in many instances, mm-hmm. right? So here, and I've talked about that many times, is if you're a young person right now listening in the sound of my voice and you have a mother or a father, aunt, uncle, grandparent, any of the above, and you've been a good person this year, maybe just a little good.
And Santa's going to see you.
And Santa might be heading your way, or you might have something under the menorah, whatever you choose to work on. Right? Here's the issue. A MacBook Pro, I was just looking at one. Don't tell my wife. But I was just looking at a MacBook Pro the other day, and it was like $3,000, the one I'm Right? That's about a third of the way my kids give, I give that to my kids, that plus another two-thirds, and then go buy a nice starter condo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, so that's the issue right there. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. So before we went to break, I'm chatting with Lisa Dunn this morning.
Yes, it was a two-way conversation.
I got a couple of words in. And I mentioned the idea that Lisa might have been moderating some battle recently, and she wanted to know what I was even talking about, which frequently she says, "What the heck are you talking about?" Not an abnormal comment.
Not at all.
So I had to remind her of where she was, what she was doing.
Because you obviously forgot.
No, I'm the one that mentioned it.
But you didn't show up.
Well, that doesn't mean that I forgot about it. Tell me about your event.
Oh, what our event was the Economic Throwdown, the rematch, held at Chapman University on November 5th. And that was put on by an organization that I'm the local president for, South Orange County, Women's Council of Realtors.
Now I know why I didn't go. I don't qualify.
And it was a room full of men. Jeez.
Where were the women then?
They were there too.
Oh.
There was a room full of men and women. Oh. You and Mindy could come.
Now, wait a second. It couldn't have been at a university because they have multiple genders. It's not just men and women anymore at universities.
You know what? Anybody that wanted to come in the room was welcome to come in.
They were allowed in. Okay.
Yep. And we had a full house, and it was great. We had four different economists with four different viewpoints. We were very
generally fortunate. When you have four economists in a room, you can get six or seven views.
You want to know the amazing thing? Everybody was in pretty much agreement.
So what I want to know before you get into any of this stuff, and if you listen to us from the beginning of the broadcast, you'll know I started the show saying, if you want to really know what Lisa and I are going to talk about, help us out because we don't know. So
are we reaching for straws right now?
No, because I do have an exact topic I'd love to hear about, if you remember.
Okay.
Did you do a recap of their predictions from 2018 to see who was right and who might not have been?
It wasn't as dramatic as I had hoped for.
Okay.
Because the losing person was very gracious and said, oh, yeah, you were right.
Wow. Okay, so what was the consensus in 18? And
a year ago,
who had the wrong perception?
At the first economic throwdown, we had Leslie Appleton Young, Stephen Thomas, Logan Modishami, and Fidel Lawandi. Now, Fidel Lawandi and Stephen and Leslie all agreed that the interest rates were going to go up, that we'd see them probably about 5.5-6% by that time, this time in 2019. And the dissenter was Logan, who said, nope, the rates are going to go down. And everybody looked at him like he was crazy. And he got up with his charts because he is the king of charts. If he ever listens to this, I know he's going to say, yes, I am. And he threw out his case for why the rates were going to go down. And everybody looked at him like he was nuts. Well, turned out he was the only one in the panel that was right. This year we had Logan again, Stephen again, Fidel again. Leslie couldn't make it because she's touring Italy right now. Bless her heart. More power to her. But
instead of being at your event.
You know what? If somebody would have asked me to go to Italy for a month, I would have been there. Forget the event.
That's where we know where we stand.
Yeah, well, you know, you didn't show up, so that's okay. But we were very fortunate to have Jessica Louts, Dr. Jessica Louts from National Association of Realtors take Leslie's spot. And this was her first time in Orange County. So we were very happy to have her. And she has kind of an interesting look on things because she is more of a demographic and behavioral insight economist. So she was very interesting. She's always interesting to listen to. If I can get one of her presentations, I will drop everything and get there because they are really, really insightful because she does talk about the different things going on, you know, within the millennial world and, you know, Gen Xers and the boomers and everybody else. But
boomers, busters, Xers, yeah. All that kind of stuff.
So, you know, so this year, you know, and, you know, Logan got up there and said, he was the one who predicted it. And Fidel said, yeah, you did. You know, because him and Fidel were kind of the two going at it before. So this year we didn't really kind of get that fight. There was a little bit of a fight about.
So where did they say rates are going now?
Sideways. Everything going sideways. All four of them said no recession in 2020. All of them said rates are going to just kind of hang where the rates are going. Prices are going to be right where they're kind of at. Just a whole lot of sideways. And even though this year seemed very volatile, you know, we had rates going crazy. We had sales going crazy, prices, you know, whatever. When you take, you know, all of the crazy changes, basically, it's just a flat line. It just depended on which week it was.
What's a flat line?
Prices, interest rates, everything.
Well, interest rates certainly are not a flat line.
Well, but I mean, overall, really, this year, once they dropped.
Oh, you mean once they dropped? Okay, I get it. Okay, I thought, because I'm looking at the numbers from last year this week. Or I should say as of last Thursday, rates last Thursday came out, Freddie Mac, 3.75. Last year, same week, was 4.94.
But how long have they been in the threes now?
Yeah, pretty much most of the year. Right? Yeah. They were 3.95 on January 4th. I don't know why I don't have January 4th, their first of 19, but yeah, they've been most of the year. It's been in the threes. They could touch.
We had a pretty good adjustment coming down from what I would say an overheated market.
Right.
On housing prices, housing inventory, interest rates couldn't really. You know, there's numerous reasons why that they've dropped. But once everything kind of calmed down, everything just kind of calmed down. This year was a steady year, but very unpredictable into when housing sales cycles were happening. You know, prices basically have not gone anywhere. Everything's just a whole lot of sideways. And they said, we're looking at more of the same.
Interesting, although they are incorrect, but it is very interesting.
Well, next year, Ron, we're going to have to throw you up there. Maybe you can like moderate. John Lansdowne did a wonderful job too, as always.
Yeah,
John, I really wish you would have poked him a little bit more though. And Jessica was itching for a fight, and I knew that there was a fight to be had regarding student loan debt. And again, somebody was being a gentleman when, you know, he doesn't really agree with what she was saying, but maybe next year they'll duke it out.
Could be, and maybe the next year they'll realize that interest rates by the end of next year will be significantly lower than they are today.
There was talk about them going down a little bit, but basically everybody just felt safe. All four of them were agreeing. It's just going to be a whole lot of the same.
Yeah, well, and the other part of it is we will find out that by the end of next year we've been in a recession as well, or we are in a recession. They're not going to tell us that ahead of before the election. But being that you have to have two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, by the time the election's over, we'll find out that we were already in a recession.
And people will be yelling fake news.
Yeah, and we'll also find out that people have watched what interest rates have done over the last, say, 40 years. And, yep, the interest rates will be down. We'll be seeing somewhere the 10-year Treasury, somewhere 128 to 132. You could put that in with all the other notes when you do your throwdown three. Say 2 weeks after the event, you were on the radio with Ron Siegel.
And he said
127 to 132 on a 10-year treasury.
Okay. All you
there it is. It's on recording right
Logan,
there.
I'm going to tell you, you got to play this.
There you go. 127 to 132. That's
something
the number.
Right there.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Do you have time to stick around? We'll try to go over time a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, we'll do one more session when we come back with Lisa Dunn, Laurel Real Estate Resources. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Twice. Amazing. And she even mentioned that I got it right. So aren't we all?
It doesn't take much, does it?
Just amazing to me. But if you want to talk to Lisa, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with her. If you have comments on our discussion this morning, you can put them in the notes there on Facebook. We actually do see those in the studio. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the...
Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We are chatting this morning. Lisa Dunn is with us, Laurel Real Estate Resources.
Yes.
Am I finally getting, maybe I'm finally remembering the name of the company.
Getting this down. Yeah.
I will be the first to admit I am a bit slow. And nobody, very few people will even disagree with me. It's pretty interesting when you don't get any disagreement. But we've been chatting this morning about the future of, or this coming year's worth of real estate. So what did your panel have to say about property valuations?
Property valuations? Sideways.
Sideways there too?
Yeah, everything was just very boring. Yeah.
So there's no urgency to buy a house, no urgency to sell a house.
Well, you know, I would think that the urgency is if you're renting.
Right.
The rents are going to go up. And what's it hurt to talk to a lender to find out if you can qualify to buy something? Maybe it's not going to be that single family, three bedroom, two bath house that you feel that you're entitled to as your first home. If you're in a two bedroom apartment, why don't you look at buying a two bedroom condo and pay yourself instead of paying your landlord, who's going to be hiking your rent up every chance that they can get, make your life miserable, because the only reason they can evict you after the first of the year is for just cause. And they're going to say, we need to renovate this place and throw you out so they can put in new hardwood floors and a granite countertop and then raise the rent $500 a month.
Fascinating information, right? I mean, it's just that is going to be a catalyst for people. But, you know, my thinking is it might be the catalyst for the renter. Hey, you know something? Go buy your own place.
Yeah, pay yourself. Pay yourself and be in charge of your own destiny. You know, I mean, when you're buying let's say you're buying a condo, what are your variables? Well, you know what your property tax is going to be, because it's, you know, we have Proposition 13 here and, you know, it's not going to change too terribly much. You know what your monthly mortgage payment is going to be, because it's what you can qualify for and what you're going to, you know, get to purchase it at. Your only variable may be your HOA dues, which don't change much. And if you don't like it, get on the board and be sure that you're on there and you have a vote in it.
Sure.
So, you know, it makes more sense for just stability. And, you know, there's a lot of arguments nowadays, you know, oh, well, the tax benefits aren't there. Well, you still get to write off, you know, up to a certain limit, you know, your mortgage interest and your, you know, there's some value to it. But the real value is, number one, you have a roof over your head that you own. You're paying yourself every time you make a mortgage payment, and you're not subject to the whims of somebody else who owns the property.
So let me ask my local closest realtor.
Closest proximity right now.
Exactly. There's nobody closer.
Nobody closer.
Okay, so here's a scenario that I was dealing with over the weekend, and I love the fact that sometimes realtors have their own perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So husband and wife are getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
They have a house that is finally, they've been living together in the family house. They've got two kids living together for the last year and a half, trying to sell the family house.
Mm-hmm.
There's no child support agreement yet, no spousal support agreement yet. Wife hasn't been working. We've been a hairdresser for many years, but hasn't been working. So she doesn't have any real income to document. House sells, and she's going to get, I think, $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so she doesn't really qualify for much of a loan right now.
No.
Right. So the realtor said, hey, Ron, can you get her a loan? And I said, yeah, there are certain bridge loans out there. They're expensive. But she's saying, okay, I want to buy a $600,000 house, and I'm going to put $200,000 down. And what can be done? Can we finance that? And the answer was yes, they can finance it. The financing is going to come at somewhere between 8% and 9.5%.
Ouch.
Which is a heavy interest rate,
that's
right?
A heavy interest.
And it's a very short-term loan. It's the only way it can be done at this point. It's a heavy, but it's a basically a private money bridge loan.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense to do it or not? Because basically what's going to end up happening, her interest-only payment on the property. So we're looking at a $600,000 house, $480,000, 30% down. So it's $360,000, $440,000 roughly is going to be her loan. Give or take it. I'm just using round numbers, right? So her payment was good. And it's in South Orange County, so I know that you know the area extremely well, condominium. We're looking at somewhere, I think it was about $3,500 a month was going to be the interest-only mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense for her to do it or not?
Well, if she doesn't have her marriage settlement agreement ironed out, I would be hesitant to be getting into anything, because she's got she may have alimony, she may have child support. Does she really need a $600,000 property? Is it something she wants, or is it something that she needs? You know, does she have kids and has to have room for the kids? I mean, there's a whole lot of variables out there.
So the answer is yes, she does have kids.
Okay, so if she needs the room for them, that's understandable. But I don't think if she doesn't have court ordered alimony and child support figured out yet, how is she going to pay for this loan?
So here's the scenario that I laid out. And I, you know, it's always great having people that have their own opinions and are not, you know, honks one way or another.
My comment was that she's going to have to pay $3,500 a month for rental somewhere.
Exactly.
South County, I don't know that you're going to find much less than $3,500.
Yeah, $3,500 will get you a nice house. I mean,
okay.
Hell, I've got a lovely house that she can rent for $3,500 a month. And it's three bedroom, two and a half bath, view in a wonderful neighborhood.
Okay, so maybe, you know, again, I'm not the real estate person. I'm just the numbers guy.
I would not recommend her to buy, but I talk myself out of commissions quite often because I try to do the right thing for the person.
And that's why I ask you, because it's more important to do the right thing because she's going to buy a property this year, next year, the year after.
Sit tight until you know what the heck is going on. She's got too many variables out there and, you know, she's having to get this high interest loan. Would it kill her to rent for 6 months? You know, it only takes 6 months to get your divorce finalized. I don't know why it would be taking them this long unless they just want to drag it out. I mean, it's a 6 month process, and you have to have lawyers that know something about real estate or a realtor that knows something about divorce, which, you know, I'm certified in that. I've helped out quite a few people, you know, make the right decisions. Some, you know, that's a lot of variables. And if I was her, I would just let everything just kind of settle down.
There you go. There's the answer. I mean, I came up with a different response, but, you know, something, everyone's got their own. I said, if you're going to pay rent or if you're going to pay interest, I'd rather pay interest because at least this way she's got the appreciation and the balance of the funds from her support, from her settlement, the money coming in will cover 2 years worth of interest payments.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but how can you document that if she doesn't have her support finalized yet?
No, just her proceeds from
my concern would be, you know, documenting the income.
Yeah. We don't have any income to document. That's a big issue.
That can be a problem if you're trying to rent too.
Exactly. And that's why we looked at this and said, you know, it's high. The interest rate is high, but then again, you're getting appreciation on the property.
If they can qualify, which she's probably having to qualify jointly, I would think at this point in time, not only in her name, which is the other thing that people don't realize. If you're getting a divorce, you're like, oh, well, they're just going to quit claim the house over to me. Or, oh, well, you know, I'm going to buy this, but my husband's on the mortgage. You're still technically tied to this person.
Right.
Because.
Yes. Get away from joint mortgages.
Yeah. You want to get away from a joint mortgage. And in an instance like this, that may be the only way she could do it. And then she would have to be able to refinance on her own down the road to get him off the mortgage, which, you know, maybe she's not going to qualify.
Absolutely. So a lot of stuff to think about. That's why we do the broadcast, to help educate you every day. If you want more information from Lisa Dunn, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with her. If you want to chat with me about loans, I'm happy to do that, and our team will as well, and we thank you. And we ask every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.